Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Hi, we're helping Paige this week. Hello, Paige.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
So it's going to be my husband, Mike.
Okay, and why are we putting Mike to the test?
Okay, so this past summer, he joined up with, you know, some friends who do a lot of rec sports stuff together. So, like, this summer, you know, it was, like, flag football on the beach. And then a while ago, he joined this dodgeball league that plays a couple nights a week.
Okay.
So, like, basically, he was gone a couple nights a week, which, you know, is fine. I mean, you know, like, I want him to, like, have a life. But then, you know, one night a week turned into two, and then it was three nights a week. And so it was like, you know, he was going out like every other night.
Okay. And now maybe you hoped he would spend more time with you?
Well, no. Like, I didn't have a problem with honestly any of it until last weekend when I run into one of the guys that's on his dodgeball team. And I was like, you know, when does this season end? Like, I want my husband back. And he was like, well, dodgeball was over like 3 weeks ago, unless he joined a different league.
Okay. Okay, so either he joined a different league or he's using dodgeball as an excuse to go out to do something else.
Yeah, but yeah. When he goes out and says he's going to dodgeball, does it look like he's going to play dodgeball? I mean, he's not wearing like dress slacks and a button up to go play dodgeball, is he?
No, he's like in normal clothes.
Okay, so there's a possibility he is telling the truth.
Yeah, but the last team he played on was co-ed, and they always go out for drinks, you know, after the game.
Right.
I don't know. I just have a sense that something's going on.
Okay. Well, the women's intuition, that's what they call it. Let's find out if you're right. What we're going to do is we're going to offer Mike a dozen roses and tell him he can send them to anyone he wants. Then you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when he gets these roses, he's going to choose you to send them to?
Well, if he doesn't choose his own wife, then, you know, he better have a damn good reason for it.
Yes, good point. All right, well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for a Michael, please.
Yeah, this is Mike. Can I help you?
Well, good morning, Mike. My name is Jordan, and I'm calling from a new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Great. So the reason I'm calling is to ask if you can answer a quick survey that's only two questions long, and if you can, then we'll give you a free gift of a dozen roses that we'll actually send to anybody you want for no cost whatsoever. Do you have time to answer two questions for me?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
Okay, first question is, how often do you think you order flowers?
I don't know, honestly, probably just like maybe twice a year, maybe holidays, maybe a birthday.
Okay, and question two is, when you order them, do you order them online or from a flower shop?
Online.
Okay, that's all I needed. So now for helping us complete the survey, we're going to send a gorgeous bouquet of red roses to anybody you want, and we'll pay for the cost of the flowers and the shipping as well.
All right, that's awesome. And there's no, like, I don't have to give you my credit card or nothing like that? Like,
nope. All we need from you is who you'd like us to send the flowers to, and I just need a first name and a last name.
Okay. Can you send them to Erica, for please?
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card as well. So what do you want the message to be on there?
Oh, okay. Can you put down to the sexiest ball handler I've ever had the pleasure of playing around with.
Oh, wow.
And then if you could put next week, how about some more one-on-one?
That'd be great. So this is what you've been really doing when you're going out to play your little sports league, huh? You've been going out and f***ing other women?
Hello?
Michael, answer me.
What's going on here?
Hey, Mike. Listen, this isn't actually a flower shop. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. That was actually your wife, Paige, you just heard. She was listening to our conversation.
She was listening to... Wait, how is this possible?
How about you don't worry about that? How about you tell me why you decided to send roses to someone else who's not your wife, and then tell her she's sexy?
And ask for one-on-one time?
Yeah, and then too. Like, what the f*** is going on? And do not lie to me.
Okay, first of all, this was all just a joke. I mean, you're not on our team, so you might not get it, but it's just definitely a joke.
Okay, so you saying the sexiest ball handler I've ever played with, that was a joke?
Right, obviously, yeah.
Oh, look, I don't get it. I don't see the humor in that, and I don't understand how sending her flowers, red f***ing roses, instead of your own f***ing wife, is funny. That's not f***ing funny to me, Michael.
Well, you're not on the team, though. Like, if you were on the team, you would get the joke. Like,
I don't want to spend my night playing a stupid f***ing game that I played when I was, like, 8 years old on the playground. Okay? I'm a grown adult.
All right, well, I like playing it, so...
But I think we're getting off track here. So, because you're making this all about dodgeball, when the question should be, is there anything going on between you and this Erica girl?
Nope. Not at all.
Oh, there's nothing. Okay, well, then if there's nothing going on, then you won't mind quitting the team, because you're either quitting that team or you're quitting this marriage. I'm going to let you decide, Michael.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.